This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know that saying about local television news, right? If it bleeds, it leads. Same thing is true with national networks. And you know why, don't you? It's because as base as this sounds, that's where the money is. The present example is the trial of a Phoenix area woman, Jodi Arias is her name, who's accused of killing her boyfriend in what can only be called a salacious case, which is, as it turns out, just the way advertisers like it. From KJZZ in Phoenix, Arizona, Nick Blumberg reports.
Jodi Arias is being both prosecuted and defended by taxpayer-funded attorneys. As of last week, her defense has cost nearly $1.7 million. Taxpayers who want to see their money at work have been able to watch the case gavel to gavel, along with plenty of analysis.
Tonight, you be the judge. The bold accusation? Jodi is a sexual deviant.
The cable channel HLN covers the trial constantly. In a press release, the network said the Arias case fueled big gains in its TV ratings, and it even used the trial to launch a new show.
From Studio 7, this is HLN After Dark. Here now.
And local news outlets have also seen a ratings bump.
We've never seen anything like what we're getting from the Arias traffic. It's night and day.
Chris Klein is director of new media at KNXV, Phoenix's ABC affiliate.
We've been seeing millions upon millions of live stream hits on a weekly, monthly, hourly basis. It's nonstop. We put that up and people watch.
Klein says streaming the case was an easy call, compelling characters, dramatic testimony, and a lot of Arizona tax dollars on the line. Nobody's keen to say exactly how much the area's coverage has boosted ad revenue, but Syracuse University advertising professor Brian Sheehan says it's a pretty basic principle.
If you deliver more eyeballs, the value of that time goes up. People get hooked. They get addicted to it. It's kind of like this is the Phoenix version of the O.J. Simpson case.
And Sheehan says there's a big incentive to keep the audience addicted.
Because many of these outlets, once Jodi Arias goes away or gets put away, that audience might disappear.
The case is a hot commodity for less traditional players, too, like a website selling artwork that Arias apparently drew behind bars. A portrait of Frank Sinatra reportedly sold for more than $1,000. And recently, a regular courtroom spectator sold her seat for $200, but after a swift reprimand, was forced to give the money back. For Chris Klein at the local ABC station, this trial shows that future high-profile cases could be big revenue opportunities.
If our audience is hungry for this and we can offer them that coverage, that's going to help our overall business as we push forward in a really tough economy.
Closing arguments in the Arias trial are set for today and tomorrow. In Phoenix, I'm Nick Blumberg for Marketplace.